Great men are those who see that thoughts rule the world. Believe you can succeed, and you will. Being interested in success is a wonderful quality. There is magic in thinking big. Not many people believe that they can move mountains. So, as a result, not many people do. On some occasion, you've probably heard someone say something like, "It's nonsense to think you can make a mountain move away just by saying, 'Mountain, move away.' It's simply impossible." People who think this way have belief confused with wishful thinking. And true enough, you can't wish away a mountain. But you can move a mountain with belief. You can win success by believing you can succeed. Belief, the "I'm positive I can" attitude, generates the power, skill, and energy needed to do. When you believe "I can do it," the how to do it develops. The how to do it always comes to the person who believes he can do it. Belief, strong belief, triggers the mind to figure ways and means and how to. And believing you can succeed makes others place confidence in you. Most people do not put much stock in belief. Those who believe they can move mountains do. Those who believe they can't, cannot. Belief triggers the power to do. Actually, in these modern times, belief is doing much bigger things than moving mountains. The most essential element, in fact, the essential element, in our space explorations today, is belief that space can be mastered. Without firm, unwavering belief that man can travel in space, our scientists would not have the courage, interest, and enthusiasm to proceed. Belief in great results is the driving force. Belief in success is the one basic, absolutely essential ingredient of successful people. Believe, really believe you can succeed, and you will. The "okay, I'll give it a try, but I don't think it will work" attitude produces failures. In a casual sort of way, the failure drops a remark like, "To tell the truth, I didn't think it would work," or, "I had my misgivings before I even started out," or, "Actually, I wasn't too surprised that it didn't work out." Disbelief is negative power. When the mind disbelieves or doubts, the mind attracts reasons to support the disbelief. Doubt, disbelief, the subconscious will to fail, the not really wanting to succeed, is responsible for most failures. Think doubt and fail. Think victory and succeed. Believe you can surpass. Believe you can go beyond. Those who harbor the second best attitude are invariably second best doers. Belief is the thermostat that regulates what we accomplish in life. Adjust your thermostat forward. A person is a product of his own thoughts. Launch your success offensive with honest, sincere belief that you can succeed. Believe big and grow big. Your mind is a thought factory. It's a busy factory, producing countless thoughts in one day. Production in your thought factory is under the charge of two foremen, one of whom we will call Mr. Triumph and the other Mr. Defeat. Mr. Triumph is in charge of manufacturing positive thoughts. He specializes in producing reasons why you can, why you're qualified, why you will. The other foreman, Mr. Defeat, produces negative, deprecating thoughts. He is your expert in developing reasons why you can't, why you're weak, why you're inadequate. His specialty is the why you will fail chain of thoughts. Both Mr. Triumph and Mr. Defeat are intensely obedient. They snap to attention immediately. All you need do to signal either foreman is to give the slightest mental beck and call. If the signal is positive, Mr. Triumph will step forward and go to work. Likewise, a negative signal brings Mr. Defeat forward. To see how these two foremen work for you, try this example. Tell yourself, today is a lousy day. This signals Mr. Defeat into action, and he manufactures some facts to prove you are right. Mr. Defeat is tremendously efficient. In just a few moments, he's got you sold. It is a bad day. But tell yourself, today is a fine day. And Mr. Triumph is signaled forward to act. He tells you, this is a wonderful day. The weather is refreshing. It's good to be alive. Today, you can catch up on some of your work, and then it is a good day. Mr. Defeat will convince you that you will fail, while Mr. Triumph will demonstrate why you will succeed. Now, the more work you give either of these two foremen, the stronger he becomes. If Mr. Defeat is given more work to do, he adds personnel and takes up more space in your mind. He will take over the entire thought manufacturing division, and virtually all thought will be of a negative nature. The only wise thing to do is fire Mr. Defeat. You don't need him. Use Mr. Triumph 100% of the time. When any thought enters your mind, ask Mr. Triumph to go to work for you. He'll show you how you can succeed. Most people will continue to worry, to be afraid, to crawl through life, feeling unimportant, unappreciated, not able to do what they want to do. Those who convert opportunity into reward will be those wise people who learn how to think themselves to success. Walk in. The door to success is open wider than ever before. Think success. Don't think failure. When you face a difficult situation, think, I'll win. Not, I'll probably lose. When you compete with someone else, think, I'm equal to the best, not, I'm outclassed. When opportunity appears, think, I can do it, never I can't. Let the master thought, I will succeed, dominate your thinking process. Thinking success conditions your mind to create plans that produce success. Thinking failure does the exact opposite. Failure thinking conditions the mind to think other thoughts that produce failure. Remind yourself regularly that you are better than you think you are. Never, yes, never sell yourself short. The size of your success is determined by the size of your belief. Think little goals and expect little achievements. Think big goals and win big success. Remember this too. Big ideas and big plans are often easier, certainly no more difficult, than small ideas and small plans. Great men are those who see that thoughts rule the world. Believe you can succeed, and you will.